Nope. One word from Jeff stopped them in their tracks. You guys will need to wait outside. Few people questioned Jeff Ryan's authority. He was in his early 30s, stood 6 feet tall, and weighed about 225. He had been in the ER when I first came to Rock Hill, and I soon came to appreciate the fact he was one of the finest nurses I would ever work with. He looked like a big teddy bear, but something in his eyes let you know that beneath that gentle exterior lurked a rugged strength and potentially explosive temper. I've seen it explode a few times, and woe to the person in its path. We referred to Jeff as our enforcer. Within a few minutes, Jimmy was completely undressed, lying on his back. He had an IV line in each arm, each rapidly infusing normal saline. A catheter had been inserted into his bladder, and oxygen was being administered through nasal prongs held in place by an elastic strap encircling his head. I examined his abdomen for the second time. One bullet hole, just above his belly button. This was an obvious entrance wound, and there was no exit. He had been awake and talking since we placed him on the stretcher. His vital signs had been fair at the outset, with only a mildly depressed blood pressure. This had quickly improved with the IV fluids, and now things appeared to be stabilized. The lab techs had come down, and they were now cross-matching blood for transfusion. We would give it as soon as it was available. The on-call surgeon, Sam Wright, had been notified. Fortunately, he was still in the hospital, in the operating room, finishing up a case. A few minutes later, he was on the phone. "Sam, this is Robert," I spoke into the receiver. "I've got a 19-year-old male here in the ER with a single gunshot wound to the abdomen. He's alert and his vital signs are stable, but there's no exit wound. The X-ray looks like the bullet's lodged somewhere near his right kidney. And it looks like something small, maybe a .22. I was making a guess about the caliber, but in reality, it didn't make much of a difference. "Get him ready for the OR," Sam replied through the speakerphone. "Looks like we'll have to open him up and see what's going on. I'm closing up the appendectomy you gave me earlier, so I'll just meet him here in the operating room." "Okay, we'll do that. He should have gotten about a unit of blood before you see him."
"Fine."
Then he was gone. Jeff was making some notes on our patient's clipboard. "Dr. Wright, ready to see him in the OR?" he asked me. "Yeah, as soon as everything's in order," I answered. He picked up the board, stepped over to the side of the stretcher, and checked to be sure both IV lines were flowing.